Welcome to your Giants in 90. Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino. And the first time the Giants faced Washington, their running back Alfred Morris put up 63 yards in a touchdown. Here's JPP talking about facing him the second time around.
He's a great runner. You know, he's the type of runner, you know, you hit him. You know, I done hit him a couple of times, and you know, he didn't stop. You know, he kept on going. But he got, you know, you got to hit him. You got to need multiple guys on him to stop him. And that just comes with the territory. He's a great running back, and you know, you got to give him his props or whatever. So, you know what we're dealing with.
All right, Paul. So last week, Morris actually did not have a good game. 8 carries, only 6 yards against the Rams. I'm sure he's looking to rebound.
Yeah, that wasn't so good, was it? The thing about Morris is he's a between-the-tackles kind of guy. And for whatever reason, the Redskins kind of got away from it. I think they only had 6 carries at him in the first half. And as you mentioned, he really was non-existent against St. Louis. That was, by the way, the first time the Redskins have been shut out in 3 years. So you think they're hungry for points? Oh, yeah, especially after the Giants beat them 45-14 back in Week 4.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback situation. Still no really indication. Is it going to be Cole McCoy? Is it going to be RG3? Is it going to be Kirk Cousins? When RG3 plays quarterback, Alfred Morris's numbers are better because he helps with the rushing lanes.
Yeah, exactly. It's that whole run, read, option kind of thing, and you never know who's got the ball, and RG3's so good at hiding it, he's like Houdini. But, you know, is it going to be McCoy? Is it going to be Cousins? Is it going to be RG3? We just don't know.
All right, so this has been your Giants in 90. Again, for Anita Marks and Paul Dottino.